Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you did. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you great thanks and praise for who you are, for your love for us, for the mercy that you bestow upon us, and your grace, and your And Father, your forgiveness, your heart that is ready to forgive if we would just repent. I pray that this nation can be a nation of repentant people. We have a mess here, Father. So many are lost, and it's our fault. For we have chosen this path of self-destruction away from you. Father, I pray that you will help us, your children, to find our way back home. Father, I pray for your protection over your children, over those who are imprisoned unjustly, those who are being held as hostages, and we do thank you for those that have been let free. And Father, we pray that more will be let free, but most important, we pray that this evil that's calling themselves Hamas will be removed. Father, I pray that you will protect President Donald J. Trump and his family and those around him. Give them godly counsel. I know they have plenty of lawyers around them, Father, but I pray that someone is there laying hands on them all. I put them in your hands, Father. Protect them, guide them, lead them. Father, I ask that you would remove the evil that is in this country, but I know it is up to us to take a stand for what is right and what is righteous. We're not little robots for you to push around. We are free will, and we need to be freely coming back to you. What an awesome God you are that you gave us such a heart that is free. Unfortunately, we choose the wrong path so many times. But Father, I pray that you will give us guidance, that you will give us protection, that you will give us wisdom, and instill in us that hunger for your word and your righteousness, hunger for your holiness. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, I hope that you had a marvelous long Thanksgiving weekend. It's about the only weekend we get that's like that. And I don't know about you, but ours is usually pretty busy. You go to a Thanksgiving dinner here and a Thanksgiving dinner there. Next thing you know, you're in a tryptophan coma. But I hope you enjoyed the shows that we prepared for you on that Thursday and Friday on Thanksgiving Day and the day after. We'd love to hear from you regarding these special holiday shows, because they are a lot of work. And I know you're not probably listening to them live on the day that we run them or do them. But we'd like to have some feedback. I learned something from them, and I hope that you do too. We have a couple more holidays approaching rapidly. I've got Christmas and New Year's that'll be here before you know it. So let us know. Give us a call here in the office or send us an email. Let's see. Phone number here in the office is 573-796-2166. That's 796-2166. That's 573 area code. And our email is pretty simple. You can just go to our website and email us there. Or you can email rudys@csctalkradio.com or beth@csctalkradio.com. Pretty easy. So today I want to talk about radical. The word radical. You know, it used to be some kind of a hippie slang. Ooh, radical. But now it means a little something different, I think. Since it was a holiday weekend, you know, I tried to take a little quietus, a little break from all the news. But it depends, like, you know, there was very little news going on to be had, at least last night and Saturday when I was trying to watch. I actually find that semi-amazing, kind of funny, that all the hyperbole gets put on hold while the talk show hosts all take off a day. And then tonight, the noise will begin again. There was some good news, though, regarding our hostage releases over there in Israel. They were more like exchanges, not releases. It hasn't been a very fair and wise exchange, but we're happy to see innocent victims released. And we'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. Have you noticed certain words are thrown around a lot these days? Nazi, democracy, radical. I don't know what some of the other ones are, but those are the ones. Woke. Woke is one. They fill the air a lot. And we're going to talk about, in particular, the word radical. Journalists and politicians use these words a great deal. There's a great deal of finger-pointing at people, not naming, name-calling, and the like, but very little seems to change. I take that back. There has been a lot of change, huge, not good changes in our nation in the past 2 decades or so. And it has not been good for Americans. It has not been good for the American dream. By the way, what does the American dream mean to you? What does it consist? We'll talk about that later in the show as well, hopefully. I don't know if you've heard, but there's a huge, really big election that's going to take place here in a year ahead, in the year ahead, 2024. Who will be voting in this election? We think we know the candidates who will be running, but do we really know who's running for president? Is it truly radical to believe in God? To be a Christian? Or to talk about it? To live it? Is that truly the right thing to do? Well, it is the right thing to do, but why is it considered radical? And we're going to talk about that here in a little bit, too. Before we go into that first break, we're going to talk about this. This is over 20 million immigrants. This is coming from Town Hall. There's going to be over 20 million immigrants that are going to be set to vote in 2024. It says, since the 2020 election, several lawmakers have sounded the alarm that migrants may be voting in the U.S. elections illegally. Well, we don't want illegal ones. That's for sure. The worries are being ramped up for the 2024 presidential election. And it's just around the corner, folks. According to an analysis from a left-wing American Immigration Council, more than 23 million immigrants are set to vote in the upcoming election, revealing the electoral power of the United States' annual importation of more than a million immigrants has been given to naturalized citizens. As more immigrants naturalize and become eligible to vote, they continue to gain political power. The number of immigrant voters is only projected to rise in the next decade. Well, I guess because we've had like 7 million of them come in here. I don't think they all want to vote. But we're assuming it appears like they're all going to be Democrats. And I just can't help but wonder, why would they be radical for the Democrats and radically against freedom if they came here fleeing an oppression? Why vote for an oppressive regime? Democrats hate America. They hate the people, and they hate that thing called the American dream. So why will the immigrants? Why do we think they're all going to be Democrats? Well, because the Democrats want to give them everything and not let them work for it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno-150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno-150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. I have several articles here regarding the hostages that have been exchanged. I don't know if I really like the word release, because they're not releasing them, so to speak. They're exchanging, but the exchange has been anything but, what is it they say, proportional? Here's something that Joel Pollack had to say about it. The summary of Israel-Hamas deal. Trading guilty prisoners who never should have been set free for innocent people who never should have been hostages. And yet we have these students across this nation protesting Israel as if they're the bad guys. And they are not the bad guys, not in this anyway. So Israel and Hamas this came out today, and it says Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas, they have to give them some kind of a title, you know, they're just a bunch of goons, have raised concerns over the lists of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners due to be released on today, Monday, the final day of an agreement, a four-day pause in the fight. Now, the four-day pause, they could have another day every time they release 10 hostages, and I'm thinking, it should have been a little more than 10 hostages. It says on Sunday, Hamas freed 17 people, including a 4-year-old Israeli-American girl, bringing the total number the militant group has released since Friday to 58. Israeli released 39 teenage Palestinian prisoners on Sunday. taking the total number of Palestinians freed since the truce began at 117. It says an Israel government spokesperson said on Monday, that was today, that the total number of hostages still held in Gaza was now 184, including 14 foreigners and 80 Israelis with dual nationalities, with dual citizenship, I guess. They released some Russian prisoners because they wanted to let Russia know that they were very thankful for their support, Moscow. And it says here that Ronnie Kriboy, he's 25. He was a surprised addition to the roster of hostages released Sunday, alongside 13 women and children who had been pre-agreed in the mediated Israeli-Hamas negotiations. Now, this is, he is a dual Russian citizenship, this Kriboy. It's K-R-I-B-O-Y-S, apostrophe S. Hamas said he was freed to show appreciation for Moscow, the only world power openly engaging the group during the now seven-week-old war. Kind of missed the day of the six-week war, don't you? Or that was six-day war. Anyway, this young man was taken hostage at the concert when they came in there and shot and killed and did the damage there at that on that first day. And he escaped once when a bomb had hit and kind of confused things, and he got out of that. He escaped out of that and tried to hide for, I think it said 4 days in there, and then he was captured again. He might have wanted to be captured then. I don't know. He might have been hungry, but I don't know that they're feeding them very well. They don't look like they're in real good shape, but they're not letting people really see these hostages. And that four-year-old that was hostage that was released, it made me wonder about these students that are ripping down the pictures of the children that are being held hostages and missing, as if that's all a lie. I think that they should have to sit down and watch exactly what Hamas did on those days when they went through Israel, taking, killing, burning, raping, burning people alive, including babies, put them in ovens. Can you imagine? I can't, and I don't even want to. The horror. Well, Jake Sullivan doesn't rule out an extension of the four-day ceasefire. Well, when I first saw that, I thought, of course he doesn't, because it's kind of like the 15-day shutdown, lockdown during COVID. They never intended for it to be 15 days. And if our government had their way, this ceasefire would be a ceasefire. We're going to let Israel take care of this, I think. That's my opinion. That's what I think. They're the ones that were attacked. They had, 1,200 and some or more people that were murdered and killed, and over 200, maybe 300 people that were taken hostage. Little old ladies, babies. I mean, it's just brutal. Jake Sullivan says he thinks there might be an extension. Israel has proposed extending the ceasefire one additional day for every 10 more hostages that Hamas releases, beyond the 50 women and children. The two sides agreed to that initial deal, but it's unclear whether Hamas will agree to such an extension. Hamas is going to make the decision about whether they're prepared to release another 10 hostages. Israel has put its cards on the table. It's in Hamas's hands now. Will they do this? I read this in here. It says the agreement between Israel and Hamas has so far allowed some desperately needed to reach besieged northern Gaza, and as of yesterday morning, resulted in the release, now listen to this, of 41 hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip, and 78 Palestinian prisoners from Israel. Does that sound proportional to you, Rudy?
No.
78 to 41?
But back in 2011, I don't know whether you remember this or heard this on the news, that Israel released 1,000 Palestine prisoners, some of them accused of murder, for one Israeli soldier that they had held captive for 5 years. 1,000 to 1. That's how much they value their lives and their people.
And Hamas does not.
And one of those 1,000 they released is the leader of Hamas right now.
Yes. And a lot of these that they're releasing now are the same. They are terrorists.
Yep.
They're terrible people. Well, Elon Musk, if you remember, took a hit last week. I think it was a misunderstanding, something he said or to put on. I can't say X. He X'd it out. That means you know, he put it out there. He tweeted it out on X. Let's put it that way. We need a little X with wings or something. Anyway, I have to tell him that because he's into the flying too, right? Okay. But he wants to help. So he's gone over there and he's meeting with Netanyahu and he wants to help. He wants to help Israel because he says Hamas needs to be gone. Well, this is something that I thought, when I read it, I thought, well, that's not really a news, is it? I mean, it's not really news. We've known this for a while. This is the title of this, and it's coming from the Free Beacon. Welcome to the future of climate coverage, where the journalists are the activists. Have they ever not been the activists? This, I mean, especially with NBC, CNN, CNNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, and all those that we call mainstream media. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's many of them on Fox and Newsmax and some of these others that believe in climate change. Not all of them. And they don't preach it. But they don't call it, well, some do. They quit calling it a hoax on Fox, I think. But that's what it is. It's a hoax. It says in late September, hundreds of journalists were watching, covering climate, is now co-founder Mark Hertzgaard began a two-day media conference with a call to arms. Now, he says in this, the climate change, he told attendees at the Columbia Journalism School, isn't just a problem. It isn't even just a crisis. It's an emergency, and one that requires breathless, around-the-clock coverage. Think COVA, Hertzgaard said, except it's the planet that's sick. Yeah, there's somebody sick here, that's for sure. Those who question the utility of paper masks, you remember they were held as, he said, we're good at here's the music. He claims in this article that they're good at handling emergencies. That's what the journalists do. Well, we remember what they did during COVID. They blocked out information that could be helpful to people. And they were the propaganda. They were the activists. For the Chinese, basically, pushing the COVID vaccine and pushing masks that they knew did no good, and the vaccine was questionable, pushing lockdowns, letting grandmas die without anybody holding their hands. That's what they're about. Do you trust them? I don't. We're going to talk about this just a little bit more when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says,
says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I was talking about this article. Like I said, it's coming from the Free Beacon. Colin Anderson was writing it. And when I saw the topic, I thought, well, we already know this. The journalists are activists. They're activists for climate change. They're activists for the left. They're activists for communism. They love to use the word radical. And, you know, the right does too. The right calls them the radical Democrats, the radical left, and the left calls them the radical right and the radical Christianity. And we're going to talk about that a little bit too. But this Hertzgard, he says that, he now spends his time telling other journalists exactly how to cover global warming. Make climate a part of every beat in the newsroom. Every single beat. Let's not talk about the other stuff. Because we can't tell the truth to the American people. You see, we can't give them real news. This is my words. Because people will figure out we're all activists for the anti-American, anti-American dream people. The left. The woke. He says we are fast approaching the moment when every reporter is going to have to be a climate reporter. Buckle up, America. The news is going to get really hot. It's going to get really hot. Oh, man, this is just ridiculous. He goes on and says the Pope and others have stressed. Now, the Pope's in on this stuff. The Pope is woke. Every other story they're covering is going to be climate change. And he says perhaps they haven't been reading the New York Times, which raised the alarm this summer about the impact of climate change on summer camps and linked it to a rise in mental health disorders. CNN warned it may cause a tequila shortage. You name it, and they'll claim it to be a climate change effect. You name it, and they will claim it. So I guess all this transgender or mental illness, that must be caused by climate change. Well, there's a climate change, all right, and it's called politics. It's called gaslighting. It's called taking advantage of young children when they're very vulnerable, messing with their heads. It's mental illness. It's not climate change. It's manipulation. Have you ever met anybody that gaslights and manipulates people? They're mean. Well, every time I see somebody, I don't ever watch The View, but the news, the conservative news outlets that I watch, they'll play little snippets of them. They are angry, angry people. My son was showing me a clip from a really, really old View. It had Star on it. It still had Barbara Wawa on there. And Joy, she was, but they had Norm MacDonald, the comedian Norm MacDonald. Now, he's passed away now. He had cancer. And he's kind of a little poke the bear comedian. So I don't know if he's a true conservative at that point in time, but he was poking the bear. This was during the Clinton stuff that was going on with Lewinsky and some of the other things. And he was poking the bear. And he was upsetting them. They were getting upset. They were laughing, but it was a nervous laugh. And the producer was talking in their ears to get him to stop. And, of course, the more they tried to get him to stop, he'd take it a little bit farther. They've never been happy people. I've not seen them. Maybe they're happy when they're in their little elitist parties, laughing at how stupid the rest of us must be, that they can pull the wool over our eyes with something as dumb as climate change. You know, I believed it for a snippet when I was a teenager, a young teenager, when they were talking about the hole in the ozone, when they were talking about cooling, global cooling. We're all going to freeze. An ice age is imminent. And now it's all burning up and the ice is melting, which we're not in an ice age, so yeah, it stands to reason the ice is going to melt, right? But it's not, like they say. The ocean is not rising rapidly like they're trying to tell everyone. If it was a true danger, would Barack Obama have put his mansion there on the beach? I don't think so. And if there was really some kind of danger, would he have buried his gas propane tanks right there? I mean, wouldn't the water just gush him out of the ground? Maybe they put them in some kind of a casket, a concrete casket or something. But
those
still
will float too.
They will float. They will definitely float. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about something here that Paul Hamby sent me. He does a Liberty Thought of the Week, and he's doing really well with these. I don't get to share all of them with you, but this one I think is interesting, and it's totally different than anything we've been talking about. But at the same time, it's not that much different. He says the central bank digital currency, that's CBDC, could be the biggest threat to privacy and individual liberty in 2024. Now, you're not going to hear the journalists talk about that because they're more worried about you burning up in climate change than you losing your shirt or in your pants and your home and everything else. The Fed, a.k.a. the Federal Reserve, has proposed a digital dollar. The Fed is the private central bank that has controlled America's money supply since 1913. Think about it, folks. We've talked about this. The Fed creates money out of nothing and loans it to the U.S. government. The Fed creates money out of nothing and loans it to foreign governments and foreign central banks. The Fed creates money out of nothing and loans it to the USA banks. The Fed prints the paper dollars in your wallet. Look at the top of the dollar bill. It reads Federal Reserve Note. It's an IOU, folks. The Fed is directly responsible for the inflation we have seen in the past 3 years because they inflate the money supply, creating the boom cycle that distorts supply and demand and results inflation. The Fed is accountable to no one but itself. We can't even get, you know, every now and then, Rand Paul will get on a little tirade about auditing the feds, but they don't do it. Now they want to create a digital currency. One of the many red flags in the Fed statement is any CBDC would need to strike an appropriate balance between safeguarding the privacy rights of consumers and affording the transparency necessary to deter criminal activity. During the trucker strike in Canada, if you'll remember, the government and the banks weaponized money by freezing the truckers' debit and credit cards. Imagine if they also have the ability to freeze one's cash because it is digital. If your actions are not approved, then you might lose access to all your money. So did you recently purchase a gun? Did you recently purchase some ammo? He says the CBDC could be used to program how we are allowed to spend our money. If you have high cholesterol, I'm sorry, you cannot order that pizza, Rudy. If you criticize someone in government, they may not buy ammunition if your social media posts do not conform the way they should. And you might not be able to buy gasoline or groceries. The Cato.org says the CBDC would most likely be the single largest assault to financial privacy since the creation of the Bank Secret Act. Economic control is not merely control of a factor of human life which can be separated from the rest. It is the control of the means for all our ends, and whoever has sole control of the means must also determine which ends are to be served, which values are to be rated higher, and which lower. In short, what men should believe and strive for. That's F.A. Hayek, quoted from a 1940 book, The Road to Serfdom. Now that's the crisis that you will not hear from the liberal journalists who are chasing windmills and climate change. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had two things. I'm coming down here. We're in the last segment of today's show. I have two more things I wanted to share with you. And the one we may have to save for tomorrow. But it's a poll about most Americans think the American dream is fading. And I wanted you to kind of think about that. And maybe we will discuss this. I'll do a little thinking about that this afternoon and maybe write something on it. Why? What begets, what is the American dream? It mentions wealth in here. Is wealth the American dream? The American dream is to go after whatever your heart desires within legal means. I think of the American dream and the American life, that simple life, without being watched, manipulated, independence. So we'll think about that this today, and we'll talk about that tomorrow along with other news that will be coming in today. So I titled the show Radical because the left is going after, and this one is coming from Life News. Clueless leftists don't understand anything about Christianity, and it shows. That's the title of this article. The media would like to portray Christian beliefs held by the vast majority of Christians for 2,000 years plus as dangerous and radical, as Christian nationalism rather than simply Christianity. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with nationalism. Christianity. You can be a Christian and live in any other part of the nation or world, I mean. That has nothing to do with your land that you're on. Christians in this country, though, if you listen to Thursday and Friday's show, they founded this nation. So are we radical? Of course, the new Speaker of the House is openly Christian. And they couldn't understand that he put a software, accountability software, Covenant Eyes, on his computers to keep the porn and the dirt and the smut away from his family. You know, a father will protect their daughters, right? Do they still do that? Do they teach the girls, you know, maybe that skirt's a little too short because I know what those boys are thinking. And they leave it up to their moms. And do the moms think about it? My mama wouldn't let me wear my skirt any more than 2.5 inches above my knee because she said I didn't have that much legs because I'm short. So that's all the... When the cheerleading squad I was on, the other cheerleaders were raising theirs. Mom said, nope, this is as far as it goes. And I either abided or I couldn't do cheerleading. But now it seems like anything goes, including the swimsuits and everything else. But what is radical about Christianity? And I thought, well, let's look at the Ten Commandments. So why would the Ten Commandments be considered radical? Well, I think they would be to the left. For one, they don't believe in God. And those who do don't like him. They hate him. Because they want to do their own thing. You're going to tell me I'm not going to eat that apple. I'm going to eat that apple and I'm going to enjoy that apple. Something tells me that Adam didn't really enjoy that apple once he bit into it. So I put the Ten Commandments down here and I thought, well, let's just talk about this a little bit. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That means government. That means Gaia, Mother Earth, who's not a god. What about Baal? We've got an awful lot of government officials that are into sex trafficking and prostitution. The second one, you shall not make idols. Make not graven images. What, they mean not even the temple of democracy? Your jobs, your money, anything can be your idol. Even your family. You can idolize your family and put them before God. But everything's going to be so much better if you put God first. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What you talking about? No shopping? No shopping on the Sabbath? No enjoying ourselves and making other people work so we can have entertainment? You know, it used to be that way. It was definitely a day of rest. And it was accepted. Do not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I kind of skipped over that. That's number three. I skipped over. Couldn't read my writing, I guess. The definition of taking in vain is to use a name such as God without proper respect. A type of abuse, misuse, perverted change, and inherent purpose, functioning of something or something, someone. You know, a lot of people just think it's cursing. But it's not just cursing. And I've been guilty of telling somebody, sure, I'll pray for you, and then I forget. You should do the prayer right then and there so you don't forget. I'm just speaking from my own experience. Or keep a list on your prayers so you don't forget. But just to flippantly say it and not mean it, that is also taking the Lord's name in vain, as if he's not serious. Honor your father and your mother. Well, that would put that family unit high. We can't do that. We need to put government above family. Family's not important. That family institution and structure, it's not important, according to the left. So that's radical to them. You shall not murder. Surely this doesn't mean abortion or political opponents or euthanasia. Oh, I think it does. You shall not commit adultery. If it feels good, do it. That's the left, the hippie era, and the left is following in that. Selling young girls and young women and young boys and young men into prostitution. And what about the no-fault divorce? It made divorce very easy. You shall not steal. Uh-oh. This could be radical if you're into taking tax dollars from the American people and spending it foolishly on other things and putting it in your own pocket as well. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. We know why politicians and news anchors are calling that one radical. They'd have to tell the truth. Remember how many lies they told about Trump? And people are still believing those lies? Number 10, you shall not covet. Power. I need more power. To heck with this equality. I'm demanding equity. Coveting what other people have. Yes, I could see where the Ten Commandments of Christianity taking out, you know, morality and truth are radical. So when you want to live a moral and truthful life, that's radical, and a radical nationalist. I don't know why that's wrong. I don't know why it's wrong to be a nationalist. I don't know why it's wrong in their eyes to be a Christian, other than it exposes their own sin. That can get pretty ugly sometimes. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have much to be thankful for every day. We'll see you again here tomorrow to bring America home.
Home!
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.